Welcome to the Influential Assistant Podcast, where we spend around 15 minutes together discussing ways to build influence, not only with your executive, but with your entire team. I'm your host, Anna Beam. Okay, so today I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the biggest mistakes that I've made as an executive assistant. I'm trying to make up for the last really intense discussion about feedback, and that was probably one of my preachier episodes, just because I needed to preach to myself. I actually last week had my quarterly eval, and I needed to get into the right brain space to receive feedback. But I would love to hear your feedback on what you thought about that episode. So this week, I thought that we would take a stroll down memory lane and talk a little bit about how badly I've messed up. Things that I've gotten wrong along the way, and maybe this will be helpful to you, but if nothing else, maybe it'll be entertaining and you can laugh at how dumb I've been before. So, the first thing that recently came to mind is trying to get affirmation, and in the quest for that, overwhelming my executive. I just wanted to get everything right, and I also wanted a lot of validation, and so I would send my executive things along the way, thinking that I was showing him that I was making progress. But in reality, all of my questions or giving him too many details was bogging down the whole process because he just thought that I didn't understand, or he would start to see where things were off track and just immediately take things back on. So it's taken me a long time to mature as a person and as an executive assistant to realize that that's not the best way to go about things at all, and to try to put as much of it together as I can, try to assemble all of my links and thoughts all together, and then present them with as much of a complete picture as possible, and then go from there. So yeah, try not to be too entirely detailed with your questions and follow-ups. This is top of mind because I just completed the course that the officials has right now on performance reviews and preparing you for evaluations. And in there, the instructor, Jillian, talks about when to approach your executive. And this is going to depend on what your relationship with your executive is. For example, she is totally right when it comes to my CEO. The less I can bog him down with questions, the better. But my chief of operations much prefers an ongoing dialogue where things are, how are we doing, what kind of priorities am I getting from our CEO, what kind of priorities is he getting from our CEO, because up there at the top of the company, the priorities can shift really quickly. And so he and I have to be a little bit more in an ongoing, honest dialogue as to where things are and what's on fire, how are we feeling. So it really just depends on what that relationship is like for you and your executive and the team that you're working with. So make sure that you figure out what communication style is best. But yeah, one of the largest mistakes that I've made so far in my career that I've been learning from is learning to only ask the right questions at the right time and try to put as much information together as possible so I can present as much of a complete picture as I can. So as much as it might be nice to be like, I got this done, I got that done, look at me, give me a sticker. That's not how my executive is served best. So in case you can relate to that, there you go. No stickers. Another mistake that I've made is making the goal to have my tasks done instead of making the goal to serve as much as possible. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't set clear boundaries, but I have been guilty in the past, and I think that this is probably something that I'll always struggle with, is just wanting to be finished, wanting to be done, to feel the accomplishment of having completed my work, having that clean to-do list that's empty or the inbox that's at zero, instead of wanting to serve and being excited when I get more tasks, because when you're excited to get more tasks, it's a good thing when your boss comes to you and says, hey, can I trust you with something? Or, hey, can you knock this out for me? That would be a huge help. But when you're hoping to just get stuff done and you're, so to speak, worshiping this idol of having a completed to-do list, then when they approach you with, hey, can you get this done? Then you get frustrated, and all of a sudden, it's not this great thing to be trusted with something. It's seen as an interruption. They're imposing on your goal, which is just not a good look as an assistant. No boss should ever feel like they're imposing on their assistant. So that's something that I've been very guilty of, and I think every day I'll have to struggle with that feeling of, oh, I'm finished. There's another thing off of my to-do list. And then I turn right around and there's a Slack message from my executive saying, hey, can you add this to your list? Well, of course I can. Thank you for trusting me with something. Thank you for knowing that I can knock that out for you. But in the back of my head, there's this little gremlin that says, darn it, there's more to do. So that's something that I've made the mistake of falling into in the past and have to continue to stay disciplined to sit in the moment with the right posture of approachability and a willingness to help. I would also say too that in the quest to just get things done, I've moved too quickly and missed details. And this could be anything from, you know, not checking someone's lunch order to actually a really good example that just happened this week is, so one of the things that I'm in charge of at work is all of our client invoicing. And we have almost 200 clients that we serve. So that's a lot of invoices that go out. And whenever we sign a new client, there's an initial project invoice that gets set up and then a few subsequent ones that get set up for the rest of their project as it progresses through our cycle. And so I sent the initial project cost, but in the effort to just get my emails clean, I accidentally archived one of the invoice request forms that had the subsequent things. So this client just didn't get billed for the second 2/3 of their payments. I mean, that sucks, right? No one wants to not get the money that their company is owed. So anyway, apparently that happened back in June. So this week it came to my attention that this was something that I missed. And I just had to own it and say, I am so sorry. This is my mistake. This is a massive mistake and I apologize. I'll call the client and get everything sorted out. Now, luckily the client was very understanding and it all got taken care of that same day. But gosh, that was just me trying to move too quickly and mark things off my to-do list or get things out of my inbox instead of making sure that all the details were covered. So don't move too quickly. Don't get caught up in this idea that at some point you'll be done, because if that's the end goal, then you have picked the wrong profession. So the last big mistake that I'll talk about for this specific episode, because gosh, there are so many things that I've done wrong. But for this particular episode, the last one that I want to cover is the mistake of allowing bitterness and resentment to grow in my heart. And I want to dive into this maybe a little bit more in another episode, but you can become bitter and resentful when you don't feel like you're getting something that you feel entitled to. As assistants, we know all the behind the scenes work that we do, and we know all the things that we do that our bosses didn't ask us to, or we just handled. And at a certain point, you can start to expect some kind of gratitude. And yes, people should be grateful. And if you're listening to this and you have an assistant, then I promise you, you haven't told them thank you enough. So go ahead, pause the podcast, text them, send them a delivery of flowers or chocolate or I don't know, something that they love and tell them, hey, you're doing a great job. And I see how much you work for me and how that lightens my load. Thank you so much. And be specific, but tell them thank you. I'll wait. Do, do, do. Okay. So now that everyone's back from thanking their people, I'll just admit the base issue here. It's pride. It's so easy to believe the lie that you are crucial and irreplaceable. And yes, you are providing serious support to your organizations. And yes, there are magical ways that you go about making things click into place every day. But thinking that I'm entitled to gratitude, thinking that I'm entitled to some kind of trophy, or that I'm entitled for my bosses to remember Assistance Day, or I mean, no one ever said that was part of the job. So I have to be very self-disciplined with my own internal monologue of thinking that that's what I'm in it for. Jeremy Burroughs just released a podcast where he's talking through the first chapter of his book that he just released. And he's reading the first chapter and it talks about the key characteristics of a really good assistant. And he mentions that if you are wanting to be the center of attention, then maybe assistant isn't for you. And yes, I totally agree. But at the same time, that doesn't mean that it's not hard to go for a long time without feeling like your efforts are recognized, especially when you work in a position that's often very lonely and very isolating. So I have made the mistake of not finding other things to fill that cup for me, finding other things to speak into those prideful, empty holes where all your feelings kind of swirl around and get nasty. So for me, this is my faith, my belief system. It's so important to me. So if you are a spiritual person, find that outlet. Let some other source speak affirmation into you. So for me as a Christian, this is my time in the Bible. This is the time that I spend praying and I spend meditating on the truths that uphold my faith. And I can definitely tell that that bitterness grows faster when I'm not being disciplined in my spiritual practices. I'm looking for something else to fill that hole in me. This is also something that hobbies are a huge help for me. So I think, especially as a wife and a mom, and I know that there's lots of amazing male assistants out there, or maybe you haven't quite figured out what you want to be, which is totally fine. But we all have these titles that we have. I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I'm an executive assistant. How would you go about introducing yourself? Well, you tell people what your titles are. And for me, I had to take some time and examine what fills me up as a person if I didn't have all these other things. What would I do for fun? So make time for those things. Talk to your partner about carving out some time for you to engage in these hobbies that are just for you, something that's only yours. So for me, confession, I play a ton of video games and I play Dungeons and Dragons with my friends. There you go. I'm a huge nerd. I love all the nerdy things. My secret's out. I'm a huge gamer who's been playing a lot of Overwatch and Animal Crossing lately. So there you go. But yeah, find something that's fun. Find something that's meaningful, whether it's a spiritual practice, whether that's a hobby, whether that's a certain friend that you engage with that kind of fills you up. Don't go into each day expecting to get your cup filled by your executive, because the whole point of you assisting is to help elevate their day. It's not about your day. And the joy of helping them should be fulfilling, yes, but it's never going to be enough to feel like you're getting all of those holes filled. So think about what that is for you. So let's recap how much I've stumbled through this career so far, shall we? I have overwhelmed my executive in the quest of getting affirmation. I have worshipped the idol of a done list and along the way made mistakes because I was moving too quickly and got upset when I was trusted with more. And I have felt entitled to gratitude and I haven't stayed disciplined in reigning in that pride. So these are just a few of the hurdles that I've overcome and will continue to wrestle with. Hopefully that helps you feel understood or resonates with you in some way. I would love to hear what funny stories you have about missing invoices or how you spend your free time to fill up your cup. So, thanks so much for spending this time with me this week. In case no one else tells you, you're crushing it, you're doing the best that you can, and you're not alone. And I will see you in the next episode. Thanks again for listening to the Influential Assistant Podcast. Please follow us on Instagram @TheInfluentialAssistant and leave us a review on your favorite listening platform. Thanks!